السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، my respected and honored brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have the taqwa of Allah, and to be mindful of Him in secret and in open, inside of ourselves and in our dealings with others. Because the taqwa of Allah is the true path to success and happiness in this world and the next. Honorable brothers in Islam, from the greatest principles and teachings of our religion, the teachings of Islam, is the concept of al-ihsan. The concept of al-ihsan, which means goodness, being good and saying good things, and speaking and wishing well for one another. Al-ihsan, being good to your fellow Muslim and to all of creation. Honorable brothers in Islam, Al-ihsan is a commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Most High, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. Indeed Allah, He commands us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ, Allah commands, الْعَدْلِ, to be just, to be just to one another. والإحسان, and to do good to one another. وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, and to give to those next of kin, to give to the family. Honorable brothers in Islam, doing ihsan, being good to one another, is a cause of earning the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves the muhsineen. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those who make ihsan. They do goodness to others. In fact, ihsan is the cause of Allah being with a person, being with him in support, in his kindness, in his rahmah. When one does ihsan, he does good, he speaks good to others, he strives to spread goodness to others and do things in the best way, in the most beautiful way, the ihsan, then Allah will be with that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, indeed Allah, مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, Allah is with the people who have taqwa, the people who are conscious and fearful of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ, and those who do good, who spread goodness, speak good of others, and speak well and kind to one another. Allah is with them. How is He with them? With His rahmah, with His help, with His protection, with His kindness. Allah will be with those people. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, having the ihsan, being muhsin, is something that has a very special meaning when it comes to worshipping Allah. Ihsan, it applies to the way we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a higher level, more than Islam, more than Iman, we have ihsan. What is ihsan when it comes to worshipping Allah? Ihsan means that we worship Allah without any impurities in our intention. When we so completely worship Allah, so purely, we worship Allah with no other object in sight, no other object of worship. We make ourselves completely turning to Allah, facing Him with our intention, with our desire, with our hope. Everything is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do that worship, that ihsan in our worship, so that our intention is only for Allah. We see nothing else when we obey and we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This level of ihsan, when we do it according to the sunnah, following the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following the, having the aqidah, the belief, the tawheed, and the iman in Allah, then we become from the muhsineen. When we worship Allah so purely, so sincerely, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has told us that he was asked about al-ihsan when Angel Jibreel came to him and said, "What is al-ihsan? What is goodness? What is goodness?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "To worship Allah as if you see Him. To worship Allah as if you're looking at Him, seeing Him. And if you cannot see Him, then know that He sees you. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه وإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك." When a person, they worship Allah with so much sincerity, so much ikhlas, as if they're looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they cannot see Allah, we cannot see Allah in this world, they have yaqeen that Allah is looking at them. So this is a higher level of worship, and this is called ihsan. Honorable brothers in Islam, ihsan, it extends to our behavior with all other Muslims. Ihsan extends to our dealings with our family, with our parents and our children and our wives and our neighbors and the society and even all of creation. Ihsan, being good, doing goodness, extends to all of the creation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us to have ihsan with the animals. When he mentioned the story of a baghiya, a prostitute woman from the time of the Bani Israel before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a woman, she was did a lot of evil, she was a prostitute. But she saw a dog eating the mud because he was so thirsty. And so she put her shoe in the well and took some water and gave it to the dog, the kelb. And because of that, Allah forgave her. The ihsan to a dog. She did ihsan to a dog and she was forgiven because of that. The Prophet ﷺ taught us ihsan for even the animal when he's being killed, when he's being slaughtered, that we should have kindness and ihsan and goodness in the way we kill the animal. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, "When you kill, then kill with ihsan. And when you slaughter, slaughter with the ihsan." That means using the sharp knife and not hurting or scaring the animal. Ihsan, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, goodness in speech and action, it also implies, in addition to sincerity in worshipping Allah, it means wanting good for others, wishing well for others, and desiring to say and good things to everyone else, and perfecting our actions in dunya and akhirah. In fact, ihsan includes the way we deal with the kuffar, the people who disbelieve. We must have ihsan with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, fa'fu anhum wasfahu inna Allaha yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about those who oppose us in our aqidah and our belief in the oneness of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, turn away from them and turn away from them and pardon them. Indeed, Allah loves the muhsineen. So ihsan includes giving, doing good and being kind and beautiful in our behavior and our interaction with everything in creation, except when we've been prohibited to do that in some certain instances. Ihsan, honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, it can even include being kind to plants, trees, animals, and even the earth, even the rocks and the non-sentient objects. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Do not corrupt, or do not make evil or corruption to the earth. وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, after it has been good and made upright. And then the end of the ayah, Allah loves the muhsinin. Allah loves those who do ihsan. Ihsan, honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, ihsan, it extends even to birds. There, the Prophet ﷺ, he said in a hadith narrated by Al-Mundhiri, that whoever kills a bird, abathan, whoever shoots a bird, kills a bird without any benefit, just for fun, just for enjoying himself, then that bird, the asfur, the sparrow, will come crying out on the Day of Judgment to Allah. And it will say, Oh Allah, this person killed me for no benefit. He killed me for no benefit. And it will cry to its Lord. The Prophet ﷺ, he taught us this. This truth, reality, that killing even a bird, a little bird, will be a cause of regret on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, from the most important aspects of ihsan is the way that we deal with ourselves and our families and our relatives. Ihsan, it means to do good to our wives, to our children, to our extended relatives. The Prophet ﷺ, he said in a hadith narrated by Ali radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet ﷺ asked Ali, do you know what is the best akhlaq, the best character for a person in this dunya and the next? What will be him, cause him to be the man of the best akhlaq in this dunya and the next? Then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, what is it? He said, أن تصل من قطعك, to make relations, make friendship, make good relations with those who cut you off. The family member that cuts himself off, to try to mend the ties. The husband and the wife are separated, to mend them. Or somebody, he does harm to you. He says evil word to you. Or he belittled you. He cut you off. And then you try to connect him. You try to build the relationship with him. You try to repair the relations. أن تصل من قطعك, to bring together, or to try to connect to those who cut off from you. وأن أن تصل من قطعك وتعطي من حرمك, and to give to those who forbid you. Somebody, you ask him, he doesn't give you, but then you give to him. This is ihsan. This is the greatest meaning of ihsan. To give to those who don't give you. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the greatest aspects of ihsan is to even when giving, when having dialogue with non-Muslims, with kuffar, that we should use beautiful speech to repel evil with goodness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, idfa billati hiya ahsan. Idfa, repel the evil, billati hiya ahsan. Repel evil, repel wrong with goodness, what is beautiful. Ihsan, my honored brothers and sisters in Islam, Ihsan, it extends to every person in society. Ihsan means to give when to others because Allah has done good to us. Wa ahsinu. Allah says, be good kama ahsana Allahu ilayk. Allah has been good to you, so be good to others. Ahsinu kama ahsana Allahu ilayk. When Allah showed goodness, He gave us food, He gave us wealth, He gave us, alhamdulillah, rizq, He gave us eyesight, and He gave us our very life. So shouldn't we do good? Ahsinu kama ahsana Allahu ilayk. Do good to others because Allah has shown goodness to you. Be good to others because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done goodness to you. Honorable, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, from the most important forms of being good, having ihsan, so we can be of those whom Allah loves, so we can be of those whom Allah is with, so we can fulfill the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is in business, in doing business with others, that we don't try to over-profit in taking advantage of others or cheat others, but we do business with ihsan, we do kindness, we show goodness to those, we don't monopolize on people, we don't cheat others. This is ihsan that Islam teaches, what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught all of humanity, to show ihsan to, in our own worship with Allah, to show ihsan with our dealings with fellow people, our Muslim brothers, our families, our neighbors, and even non-Muslims, even animals, even the earth itself. This ihsan, which our predecessors they followed, this goodness, this khair, the speaking that they said, وَقُولُوا لِلَّهِ حُسْنًا وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Excuse me. Allah says, say good things to people. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزِغُ بَيْنَهُمْ. When we speak, the shaitan tries to use those words to create hatred and ill feelings, to try to put some corruption in the hearts. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? He says, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Say kind and gentle and beautiful words to people so that we don't give the shaitan an opportunity to corrupt what is between us. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, it is through ihsan, it is through doing good, it is through worshipping Allah as if we see Him. If He doesn't see us, then if we don't see Him, we know He sees us. It is through ihsan that we desire khair for all of creation that Allah has commanded us to do. It is through ihsan that we earn the reward of being in the Jannah. We earn the reward of true happiness in this world, in the next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ آخِذُونَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَٰلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. The people of taqwa, the people of faith, the people of piety, they are in the gardens and in the fountains, the springs of Jannah. Allah is describing the reward of the paradise. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. The true happiness, the true success. آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Taking, getting all the good things that Allah gives them, their Lord gives them. آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَٰلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ. Before that, before this Jannah, in the dunya, they were good doers. They were muhsineen. They used to do good to others. Because of the goodness they did in this world, Allah gives them these such great rewards in the paradise. So we ask Allah Mighty and Great to make us of the muhsineen, to give us the ihsan, to give us the quality of goodness and ihsan so that we earn and deserve the Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah remove the ill speech from our tongues and our character, and the ills from our character. May He guide us to the beautiful akhlaq and to say beautiful and good words to others. May He join our ties of kinship to for our parents and brethren and through one another in Islam. May He let us show and practice Ihsan the way Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught it to every creature, every animal, every human being, so that the true beauty of Islam, the true character of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is shown to the world, and so that they may come to the right guidance and know that Islam is a religion that teaches Ihsan for all of humanity. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم وجزاكم الله خيرا. Concept of Ihsan, honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, doing goodness to others, it also extends, it also includes the way that the way that a ruler deals with those that is under his authority. That the ruler, he should use Ihsan, he should be kind to the people that he governs. Not only the ruler of a government, but also every person in their position of authority. The father, he's the shepherd of the house. The way he takes care of his children, the way that he takes care of his family, it's not, he should not be oppressive to them and harsh to them, but rather he should use Ihsan, he should use kindness in the way that he upbrings them, and he shows them goodness and he speaks well to them. The person in the position of authority in the job, or the CEO of a company, or the ruler of a town, the way that he deals with those under his power and his authority, it should be with Ihsan, it should be with kindness and goodness. And indeed, even the king, the ruler, the president, he must show Ihsan to those under his rule. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, O Allah, whoever you give authority to in my ummah, if he makes it hard for the people, then make it hard for him. Whoever has a position of authority, the Prophet ﷺ, he's making this dua. If you, O Allah, if you give them authority and they make it hard on those people below them, then make it hard for them. A dua of the Prophet ﷺ. No doubt Allah will answer their dua. So this teaches us, this is a reminder for us, that we, when we deal with those around us, we should be from the muhsineen. We should be kind. We should say beautiful speech. We should, in our behavior, we should show leniency and tolerance. Being lenient and tolerant is from the qualities of the muhsini, that they don't make things strict and difficult on one another, but they show leniency when with those around them. They're easygoing with those who they deal with in their business. From ihsan is when a seller, he forgives a little bit of money from the buyer, or the buyer, he forgives for the seller, in give and take in the interactions with one another, not seeking to exploit and take all benefit from those that he sells to, but rather he wishes good for them. In this way, Islam spread to the whole world. Islam spread to many parts of the world. Malaysia, no army ever went into Malaysia, but by the people, the Muslims that went there, they learned Ihsan from Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. And because of that, the people saw their character. They saw the way that they wished good for them. They didn't just seek to take their money, but they really wished khayr for them. And this is part of Ihsan, to wish to perfect our actions, our interactions with others, and also to wish khayr for all of creation. Every person that we're not forbidden to show Ihsan to, we must try to do that. Yes, even a dog dying on the street, we must show Ihsan to that dog, as the Prophet ﷺ taught us. Even the animal we're killing, slaughtering, even though it's being killed, we must show Ihsan. The ulama say not to put it on a very harsh, rough, rocky ground when you're slaughtering it, not to slaughter it in front of other animals. To make sure the knife is very sharp, to give it water, not to slaughter one animal in front of its mother or its child or another animal. This is ihsan to creatures, animals, even to rocks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, don't be harsh on the earth, don't do fasad on the earth. Even to birds, to every single thing in creation, we are taught to practice ihsan. As our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is, as Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except as a rahmah. You are a mercy للعالمين. And those who pay attention to the words عالمين here, it doesn't mean just human beings. عالمين means all of the creation, everything that exists. He is a mercy, He is a rahmah for human beings, for Muslims, for non-Muslims, for animals, for plants, for everything in creation. I'll just say the khutbah inshaAllah. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. ويقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله كتب على كل شيء الإحسان فإذا قتلتم فاقتلوا بالإحسان وإذا ذبحتم فذبحوا بالإحسان. والله سبحانه وتعالى أمرنا بالإحسان إذ يقول إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فإخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أحسنوا أحسنوا لكل من حولك يرحمكم الله. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. عباد الله أحسنوا كما أحسن الله إليك. أحسنوا فإن المحسنين مع الله سبحانه وتعالى ولهم الأجر العظيم في الجنة الفردوس. اللهم اجعلنا من المحسنين. اللهم اجعلنا مع المحسنين. اللهم اجعلنا من المحسنين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذلنا الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم ارحم المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان, في سوريا والشام وفي مصر وباكستان وأفغانستان والهند وفي كل مكان. اللهم ارحمهم وانصرهم وكن لهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين. اللهم وحد بين صفوف المسلمين. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اهدنا واهدي أولادنا وزوجاتنا وارحم آبائنا. اللهم اهدي ذرياتنا وَجَعَلْ أَوْلَادِنَا مُؤْمِنِينَ يَتَمَسَّكُونَ بِكِتَابِكَ وَسُنَّةَ نَبِيِّكَ صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعلنا مع النبي الكريم في الدنيا في الآخرة في يوم القيامة وفي الجنة. وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
حق لا إله إلا الله استوى تدلو يرحمني ويرحمكم الله. Please straighten the line and close the gaps. Be lenient to one another. الله أكبر سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.